all things NFL. Now here's your hosts, Root and Wine.
Yo, 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 welcome to another episode of Woot and Why, episode 47. We're talking free agency and fantasy football implications from that. I'm joined by...
Josh Woot.
What's going on? You never know what's going on.
Busy week in the working life, that's about it.
In the working life, anything?
NFL off-season slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, the cricket's heating up.
Ooh, well done.
That's good. And the Masters golf's on 10 days. I'm getting excited for that. Just some general housekeeping before we kick into the NFL news. Our mock draft tournament is now open. We'll keep tweeting it out, those that are interested. If you just favorite the tweet or retweet it, let us know. We'll give you a follow and we'll private message you with some email addresses to get in touch and we'll send you the form. Mm-hmm. The rules and all that are applied. But basically, you need to do a mock draft, no trades. If you get the correct player, team, and pick number, you get 3 points. If you get the correct pick number with a player, you get 1 point. Or if you get the correct player to a team at a different pick, then you get a point as well.
It's going to be near impossible.
It is. And if you have all 32 players that are selected, even if your order is completely messed up, in all 32 of the players you have down go in the first round, you get bonus points. Because that's tough, because down the bottom end, it gets. I remember Bruce Irvin's pick when we were at your house.
I was going to say, Seattle picks someone weird every year.
But they're not picking this year.
No. And then, Cowboys picking the center.
Frederick,
yeah.
Yeah, no one was expecting
him. No one was expecting him.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Our GM draft is nearly finished. We're just slowly getting through it. Free agency sort of distracted most of the people in the GM draft.
I mean, I think I only have a punter to go.
I think I have, yeah, I have a backup.
We've all got backup quarterbacks pretty much to pick.
To go, and then I've got to get a running back as well, backup running back. So,
yeah
we'll see how we go. And we're still waiting on Reggie Wayne and Michael Crabtree to announce where they're playing in 2015 before we can actually draw a curtain on the free agency competition.
Crabtree's really interesting. I don't know where the hell he's going to go.
He's out looking for money in trash cans at the moment.
Yeah.
Rolled up dollar bills. He's traded in his wide receiver gloves for fingerless mittens.
I don't find him to be that horrible. I think it's just the whole injury concern thing.
I think he's pretty awful.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I think Reggie Wayne's deeply considering retirement. I guess he's waiting to see how his body holds up in a couple of weeks, but... we have two people tied. Just quietly, though, I've got the most right, but I can't win my own prize. So,
would you rather have Hakeem Nicks or Crabtree?
Good question.
I don't think it's even close.
I'll take Crabtree. Hakeem Nicks was actually okay in the playoffs for the Colts, which is annoying because he did nothing for 16 weeks.
I'm definite that...
I'd lean towards Crabtree just because of age and things like that. But anyway, so we're waiting. Matthew Heasley and Max Nolan are tied, so be interesting to see how we go. March Badness. So today is the day that New South Wales votes at the polls, but the most important poll is March Badness.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Dilfer v. Louis Holtz, and we'll announce that at the end of the show, so you're going to have to listen to 50 minutes or so of our incoherent.
Or it might not actually be at the end. We might just slip it in there. So don't fast forward to the end.
Just slip it in there, buddy. Just slip it in.
Why isn't the gutter?
Yes. And next week on the show, we have a special guest. It may not be next week. Maybe the week after. We're just still talking to him about dates. But Brian Perez of DraftBreakdown.com, the man behind that website where most of us watch our draft prospects on. He's a co-owner and founder of that website, so that's fantastic. He'll have some great draft analysis, does scouting profiles for firstroundpick.com, or first round draft, sorry. Can't quite remember, I just have it on my homepage at the moment. All right, that's pretty much it. Anything else before we hit into some NFL news?
No, let's go.
Let's do it. slowness this morning makes me think you might have been hanging out with Randy Gregory.
Yeah, horrible.
Randy Gregory admits he failed a marijuana test at the combine. Thoughts on that?
It's never a good sign.
It smells of like it smells of weed, but it smells of Josh Gordon-esque, where you have immense talent, but there's concerns if you take him early and he ends up being Josh Gordon-like. You could be sacked as a general manager for decisions like that. It can cost your job or add to the pressure of the job, but you don't want him falling too much to a good team and he turns his life around, and then you're like, uh-oh.
You know, he'll fall to the Pats.
The Patriots will get him, and you're like, I can't see him dropping outside the top 15. No. Like, I can't. He's too good of a talent.
Yep.
I don't know. The fact that he admitted to it, I think scouts already knew, but I think he came out and said it. I'm not sure if he was peer pressured into doing that or if he's just trying to be open and honest, which is maybe a sign that he's trying to turn it around a little bit. Maybe he's hoping he gets drafted to Denver where it's legal.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Not legal within the NFL, but, you know, see how we go. But, yeah, I can't see him falling past, like, the Saints or something like that at 13.
No.
All right, moving on. Teams have been calling Lovie Smith interested in trading for Mike Glennon. What they can get for Mike Glennon. The skinniest face in the league.
Mate, take it all you can get, I reckon.
Stickman.
I don't know. Would you be interested in Mike Glennon ever?
If I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'd be interested.
Ooh, really?
I think Mike Glennon's an upgrade over EJ Manuel.
What about...
I'm not sure about Matt Cassel. That could fizzle out after 4 weeks. But then again, like, he lost his job to Bridgewater, and Bridgewater got better and better as he went on. Yeah, Bridgewater's going to have a good season.
I think Matt Cassel's exactly what the Buffalo Bills needed. Yeah. I think they should go after.
Yeah. Quarterback needy teams, I can understand why they're calling Mike Glennon, but I think Glennon is decent enough as a backup in case something happens with Winston. I think Lovie Smith might be wise to hang on to him, considering Josh McCown is gone. Because who else have they got at the quarterback position outside of Glennon? It'll be someone even worse. So, yeah, interesting. The Colts...
At least they already know what they've got with Glennon
as
well, so...
Yeah, you know where the floor is with that. Yeah. The Colts are not expected to give Chuck Pagano an extension before the season. They're going to wait to the end of the year. I, as a Colts fan, like the move. He's a great leader of men, great, you know, personnel guy, really inspiring character in the locker room. But as a coach, like, he's a defensive coach. He came from a defense. He's a defensive-minded guy. But our defense has never, ever lived up to expectations. If it weren't for Vontae Davis, we'd probably be a bottom three defense in the league. And his game plans aren't the best. Like, we've been steamrolled by the Patriots 3 years in a row, and our game plan hasn't changed once to improve it. So, and the people he's brought in haven't really quite panned out in terms of ex-Baltimore players, things like that. But that's also on Ryan Grigson. But yeah, I like the move. Look, I like Pagano, but I think maybe we can do better. I think, you know, he's sort of riding that Andrew Luck wave.
Yeah.
And their record.
He'll get a lot of money, though, if the Colts go well.
Yeah. Their record outside the division's shocking. I think it's like, it's not the best.
I mean, look at the division.
The division sucks. So if you're not winning that division anyway, you shouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
Yep. Potentially two teams in LA after the owners' meeting. There's a lot of discussion about teams in LA.
It's going to be so long till that happens.
I don't know.
Until two teams?
Two teams. It sounds like we could have a team as early as 2016.
I have no problem with the...
What
being
what team do you want to be the... Like, do we move the Raiders to LA or do we move the Chargers to LA? And then there's talks of the Rams one. They've bought property there.
I like the Rams going there.
So you still think Oakland should stay there? And
For me, Oakland has to go back.
Yeah, because I just think it's better because you've got two teams that are across so close to each other. Leave St. Louis where they are.
It's just weird... LA to me is this bright, sunny, sunshine kind of place.
Black hole.
The black hole of the Raiders. It's just weird.
Yeah. I like the LA Rams. Like, it sounds good. And the dome they're playing in right now is terrible. I hate that place. It's depressing as anything. But it's just like the people of Missouri, there's just like this gap in the middle of And it's a nice, St. Louis is a nice city, but...
What's wrong with San Diego? Why can't the Chargers just...
jump up to LA?
Yeah.
It's not, they're the closest. It makes a lot of sense. And them sharing a stadium in LA makes zero sense.
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, if you're the San Diego Chargers, you have your stadium in San Diego. If you're the Oakland, you have them. Why play in LA? It just means your fans have to travel more. I don't understand it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's sounds like there's three teams trying to get into that LA market, and there's probably only room for one or two. So someone's going to miss out. It's going to get juicy. Speaking of juicy, the Vikings and Adrian Peterson, they're like two kids at a school disco on the opposite side of the room. They just won't, cross the floor and
work this out what's going on. This is so similar to what's going on in New York with the Yankees and Alex Rodriguez. It's seriously deja vu in a different sport. Because, they're trying to make a hostile environment and everything for Alex Rodriguez. And, Vikings seem to be doing the same with Adrian Peterson. It's just like they've got, what's his name? Peterson wants to get out so bad, and the Vikings are just like...
But he hasn't come out and actually said, I demand a trade, or I'm holding out. Do you know what I mean? Just leaking little hints. It's just like, buddy, just grow up here and announce your true intentions. And then the Vikings, announce what you're doing. It's just like, I feel like I'm at a school disco. Just cross the floor and start dancing with each other, It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. Your lines are horrible.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to put it in ways that we can relate. We've been to Year 6 school discos.
Yeah, we did once.
That was fun.
Alright, moving on.
I've been to Year 6 school discos for 6 years.
That's creepy.
It's a hard 6 years of my life.
Anyway, owners meeting.
Yes.
The big owners photo. did Belichick confirm that they were sandals? Because no one could actually see them.
That was sandals, bro.
You could just see skin. I don't
What would be worse, barefoot or sandals?
I don't know. It's both hilarious. I just can't imagine.
Imagine getting a formal photo barefoot like that. Like, I understand if they're on the beach in Hawaii or something, but no, they're definitely sandals. But he actually showed up this year.
For those that don't actually know, there was the big owners meeting.
Yeah.
And then when they had their giant photo.
Yep.
Belichick was on the front right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front right when you're looking at it. It's actually the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's sitting there with what it looks like to be sandals or thongs.
It's definitely... flops. It's sandals with jeans and a collared shirt.
It's a funny look. And then you've also got, on the other side, Andy Reid, who's, got Aloha written all over him.
Thinks he's at the Pro Bowl.
I know. He's got, canvas pants on his the favorite part.
I think he went to a Buddhist Zen temple with Pete Carroll and they were, what's it called? Where you meditate. And they've just come from meditation.
My favorite part of the entire photo, though, was Jack Del Rio sitting next to Tom Coughlin. Did you see that?
No.
Jack Del Rio must be 7 foot tall because Tom Coughlin is squished in between him and he's
a little mouse.
Tiny. He's right in the front and center too. It's hilarious.
You just want to slam Tom Coughlin.
No, Jack Del Rio is on the other. He just looks ridiculously big. He's such a. He's just huge.
He's massive. My favorite things about the owners' meeting was Pete Carroll walking behind John Clayton.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted out, and we actually tweeted out the photo and said, caption this. And Matt Heasley, who's tied for first in our free agency comp, said, I said, caption this. And he said, I was just checking if he had a ponytail. And then 3 hours later, that's exactly what Pete Carroll tweeted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was great. So
he wins.
Yeah, well done. Well done. The last bit of news before we get to the main event, it is Tony Romo is going to host the National Fantasy Football Convention. He's going to be joined by Rob Gronkowski, Julio Jones, DeMarco Murray, Eddie Lacy, Randall Cobb, Antonio Brown, and more.
It's
pretty cool.
It's cool that the players are understanding that people are interested in the sport through fantasy. So, yeah.
They're embracing that.
Yep.
That's one convention I'd definitely go to.
I'd go to that.
Instead of a Trekkies convention or something like that.
You wouldn't go to that?
Mm. Yeah. I like the new Star Trek movies. I didn't mind them.
Yeah.
Bit of J.J. Abrams. Bit of love. All right, let's move on to the main event. All right, free agency. We've discussed it the last two episodes. Well, we somewhat discussed it last episode. We did a pretty terrible job, so ignore that. But we're going to talk fantasy football implications because there was a lot of trades, a lot of moves, and I think it affects fantasy football, and I know a lot of you play fantasy football, especially Australian fans. That's how they got into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So kick us off with the number one.
Shady McCoy,
yeah,
or LeSean McCoy,
yep,
as his birth certificate would say, traded to the Buffalo Bills.
Pretty sure his birth certificate says Shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's just shaded out. yeah.
Does that fantasy help?
Implications.
Does that help or hinder him? It's tough. It's really tough because the Eagles' offensive line is so much better than Buffalo's.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you had Darren Sproles there last year, and now you've got Fred Jackson, who they've said he'll have a role in third downs, but they also want to use McCoy on all three downs as well.
This hurts McCoy, but to what degree? I think late first round, early second round.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, in the late first round, only because running back, an every down bell cow like McCoy, there's not many because a lot of them are committees now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Rex Ryan loves to run the football.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to do that in Buffalo.
They're going to run it a ton.
Yeah.
However, saying that Fred Jackson's going to get third down, they know that he's better on the goal line than McCoy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like the whole O-line issue. Thing, like,
yeah. And it depends on who they draft as well. Look, they could draft two guards in the, you know, second and third round that end up being
great,
solid players, like a Trey Turner was for Carolina last year towards the back end of the year, and that might help them. You know, Richie Incognito's back. Bloke, but he's a good guard,
mm-hmm,
especially in the run game. So, yeah, I still think he's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
All right, number two on our list is DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews in Philadelphia. Landing in Philadelphia.
I think Ryan Matthews could be relevant. I think
he has to be relevant in Philly with Chip Kelly.
I think in fantasy purposes, where you would draft him, if you could take a late flyer on him after, okay, when I say late flyer, this isn't really a flyer, but after 7 or 8, that's where I'd put him.
Round-wise. Okay.
DeMarco Murray, that's interesting. That could...
I think if you have DeMarco Murray,
who would
I think
pick first, McCoy or Murray?
Murray.
Murray?
Yeah. For me, if you have DeMarco Murray, I think it bumps up your value on Ryan Matthews. I think if you have DeMarco Murray, maybe take Ryan Matthews in the 5th or 6th round as a handcuff. Because if something happens to DeMarco Murray, suddenly Ryan Matthews becomes a first round running back. Because if Ryan Matthews signed without DeMarco Murray, absolutely Ryan Matthews would be a
round one.
Would be a round one running back,
yeah,
and vice versa. DeMarco Murray would be a top 5 pick if Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
Wasn't there, but now when you've got Matthews and Sproles, it's tough to judge how much workload he's going to get.
I think you're looking at taking Matthews where you took Sproles last year.
Yep.
I think and that's fair. Sproles this year, if you're in a PPR league, draft the hell out of Sproles.
Yeah, I still think he's going to catch a ton of balls because of their wide receiver issues.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to do.
I don't know what that's going to end up looking
like as well. But yeah, I think DeMarco Murray is probably I'd take him before, if we'll assume we're in a 12-team league. I would say DeMarco Murray in the top 8.
Cool.
Yep. You agree?
I'd still put McCoy before.
Wow, okay. There you go. We're different already. We're going to have to do some root and wire joint rankings, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboys signed Darren McFadden. Will this be relevant after the draft?
No.
No?
Crossing it off.
Okay. Oakland Raiders signed Roy Helu.
Nothing.
Really? I like it.
They've got...
As a passing down back, I think he has value.
He's got value,
PPR
but...
PPR league for sure. Not a...
There's 3 running backs there.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch any of them.
You don't want anything about Latavius Murray?
No.
I love Latavius Murray.
They hate him, though.
Pardon?
I'm not saying I don't love him. They hate him.
Why?
The Raiders hate him.
Why do
the
you say
Raiders
that?
Just don't want... okay, you think, look how, like, he played that, he had four runs before he got hurt that game. Yeah. Ran for, what, ridiculous amount of yards. It was like
200 yards.
Yeah, 200 yards, two touchdowns or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then, like, they took him so long to give him a chance. He came out...
Yeah, different coaching staff this year. Musgrave's there now.
Exactly. Then they come out and there's... No, but see...
Then they bring in
Trent Richardson. What?
Let's be honest. Trent Richardson's going to get cut during training camp because they're never going to be able to fix him.
How many years they signed him for?
Two, but the guaranteed money's next to nothing. They can cut him for a loss of barely any money.
Hulu, Richardson, Murray... That's not a bad three-headed monster. Like, I have no problem with that. How, like, for the Raiders,
I just think Helu has value as a third-down running back.
What do you take him?
Oh, I'm not saying take him in the top 12 rounds, but I'm just saying in a late-round flyer running back. He's a running back that's going to catch passes in an offense that needs a pass-catching back because they didn't get that out of their running backs last year because MJD was obviously nearing retirement. And Darren McFadden's never healthy.
To be honest, I wouldn't know where to draft a Raiders running back.
Yeah. I just think if Halu's sitting on the board, you know, the round before you take a defense or a kicker, you know, why not?
I'm holding you to it.
Why not? Okay, New Orleans Saints have CJ Spiller and Mark Ingram. Oh man, I was so keen that Mark Ingram was going to be a bell cow. I thought, sweet, first round pick, Mark Ingram. Late first. And then they signed Spiller and it just makes it even murkier.
To be honest, I still think they give majority of the running to Mark Ingram and Spiller becomes the pass catching.
You think Spiller is the Reggie Bush mixed with Darren Sproles?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to use that analogy?
Yeah, well, I just think he's a little bit bigger than Darren Sproles. I hate comparing everyone to Darren Sproles, but...
When CJ Spiller is in open space, he's one of the, you know... Oh,
fastest.
It's just ridiculous.
Easy speed.
And Mark Ingram showed last year why he was the Heisman. And he, you know, he's a bulldozer.
I love Mark Ingram. I wanted the Colts to sign him, but Saints re-signed him. Okay, so where would you take Mark Ingram?
Start of the third.
Third round value. Yeah, I'd agree with that. And then CJ Spiller, probably maybe fifth or sixth round.
Unless I had Mark Ingram, wouldn't touch CJ.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, okay, that's cool. It's a good handcuff. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to do the next two together because it's just a crazy... This trade still just, like, astonishes me.
Yeah.
So Seattle Seahawks acquired Jimmy Graham. So you've got to look at the impacts that has on Jimmy Graham himself and then the implications for Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. And then you've also got Max Unger losing, so that affects Marshawn Lynch in the run game. So let's start with Jimmy Graham.
All right, yeah, kills Jimmy Graham.
Oh, we know that.
Right?
You've put him up for trade.
I put him up for trade. However, right, saying that, when you go out and draft a tight end, where would you draft him in the list of tight ends?
He's still the number two tight end.
Exactly, right? So,
but it just means Gronk is so much more valuable now. Exactly. Gronk is a first round pick. He is. He's a first round pick.
It's a clear difference maker. In your upcoming draft, like, you know.
If I was drafting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're sitting at ninth, would you take Gronk?
Depends who's been taken, but I wouldn't have... It gives you a clear advantage of that position over anyone else in your league.
Nah, I still couldn't do it.
Name anyone
it's
that...
It's just not my philosophy, I couldn't
do it. It's etched in your mind, but is it clear... Like, I do tier-based drafting when I make my rankings, but Gronk's in a single tier on his own.
No, I'm not down there.
Yeah, and it's just the difference between him... Like, I wouldn't even have a second tier, I'd have a third tier. I'd have tier one with Gronk, and then tier three.
I'd still have Jimmy Graham in a second tier.
I don't know. Russell Wilson's thrown the least amount of passes in the NFL since he's come in.
Okay, all right, this is how I look at it, right? Jimmy Graham hurts his value significantly compared to when he was at...
Yep.
Yep. I still put Gronk, then Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'll say a bigger gap.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's another slight gap to the third tier, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's where I'd have it. So he still gives you an advantage over the rest, but Gronk's clear in front. Okay. Right?
I'd actually consider taking Owen Daniels over Jimmy Graham this year, only because of the QBX scheme with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a gut feeling for me.
I like that as well. However, Julius Thomas,
the Jags, but...
No, he was... Ah. Look how fast and, you know, athletic and everything he was. Yeah. And he had a decline last year and it was...
Yeah, well, he was injured. He played through injury.
Okay, you say that, but then Owen Daniels is, what, 100 years old now?
Yeah, but Dallas Clark was like that. He was productive, you know,
that was a
every year with Manning. I don't know, but yeah, Jimmy Graham, I still think he's a second tight end, but
yep.
I reckon it boosts Russell Wilson up a lot. Yep. There's a red zone value.
Kills actually, Drew Brees, I'm just cutting him out.
Yeah, no I'd actually point. Move Russell Wilson ahead of Drew Brees in my quarterback rankings.
Hmm?
Just because of the running. The running is crazy. So, yeah, and Brees has now lost Kenny Stills as well, which we'll get to that later. In terms of Max Unger being lost to Seattle, I mentioned about the center last week, and I got hammered by our buddy Luke, who plays
deservedly so.
Plays that position. It was tough. We're on the spotlight. I wasn't saying that that they're unimportant, but when you have an offensive line as a whole, if you can have one or two decent players in that line, it helps boost the line play in general. Max Unger and Russell Okung were the two you know cornerstones or the cement in that offensive line. Now Max Unger is gone and he's in the middle. So all you have on that line is Russell Okung now and the rest of it are all players with some serious flaws. I think that hurts Marshawn Lynch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Max Unger's loss hurts them long-term over the course of the year.
Saying that, right? So Unger goes, hurts Marshawn. Do they need to throw it more? Does that then boost Jimmy Graham?
See, this is fantasy. Boom. It's crazy.
Boom. I need a boom.
You got nothing.
No, I'm just going to...
We don't have a boom. Actually, we do have this.
That we should have played. Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, that's pretty much that trade. Anything else on those sort of four scenarios? You bump Drew Brees down a lot?
Not out of the 10.
What do you mean?
Out of the top 10 quarterbacks?
Oh, no. He's in the top 5.
Ooh, no.
Okay, let's do a quick quarterback rankings right now.
All right. I'd still have...
Aaron Rodgers, Luck... Aaron Rodgers, Luck. It's tough because you don't know Manning. Like, the last 6 weeks is what comes into your mind when you think of Peyton. But then the first 8 weeks, he was the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I'd still pick Peyton.
Yeah.
I would... Who else would I have?
Tom Brady? Because he actually rejuvenated his fantasy career last year. I'd have Russell Wilson 4 and then Drew Brees 5.
I wouldn't have Brady in there.
I didn't have Brady in there.
Didn't you?
No. I had Wilson 4.
Rodgers, Luck, Peyton, Brees and Wilson. Those 5.
5. And then Brady would probably be 6.
No, I wouldn't have Brees in there. I just couldn't see Brees having the same kind of year. I don't know, man.
Who knows? It's tough.
It's tough already. It I would have Wilson high though.
Yeah.
Okay, look at it this way. If that line isn't that dominant and they're in the red zone, I know Marshawn's a beast, hence his nickname.
You're going to throw it to Graham.
Jimmy Graham's a completely new weapon. Mm. And
I think that's why Graham will still have value because he might not catch a lot of... He might not have big yards like he did in New Orleans because they throw it a lot, but he might have a lot of red zone targets and touchdowns.
Yep. I still think... Yeah. Jimmy Graham's still an elite tight end option.
Absolutely. All right, Brandon Marshall traded to the New York Jets. So we need to look at A, Brandon Marshall, and B, Alshon Jeffrey from that implications.
We'll start with Brandon Marshall then. Massive hit. So significant hit for me.
As much as there's a lot of hate on Jay Cutler, it is a downgrade at quarterback.
Yeah.
By the way,
we're not Jay Cutler haters here.
No, we're Jay Cutler apologists. So, if you want to listen to us, Jay Cutler hate, I advise you to look elsewhere.
But that is a drop down.
I think Brandon Marshall's acquisition by the Jets actually helps Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Because I think he is now sort of the 1B instead of the 1A.
Yeah.
Still think he's another one receiver, but I just think... Brandon Marshall will line up. I think teams will want to cover him more than Eric Decker.
Uh-huh.
So I think that. In terms of Alshon Jeffrey, his targets are going to go through the roof. Would you agree?
I do agree with that. I'm sorry, I'm still just trying to think of that whole top 5 quarterback thing. You want to hear a sneaky...
here we go.
Eli Manning.
Oh, God.
At no point in your rambling...
I'm not playing that yet. Oh. Think about this, right?
Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr., right? When he started to explode...
Yeah.
Eli Manning finished the year top 10 quarterback.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Right? That was without Victor Cruz.
Yeah, yeah. He was there for a little bit.
Okay,
But Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham, did they share the field once or twice? No,
they did, right? But it was kind of like... Once Victor Cruz got hurt, that's when Beckham got his chance to... That's a sneaky pick.
So you got Shane Vereen there now too. Reuben Randall. Yeah. So you... Say it again.
It's making sense though, isn't it?
No, say it again. Just say it.
Alright, no. So you've got Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, but where would you rank him?
Where would I rank him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't... It's still not in top five. I'm just saying that...
Damn, I really wanted to hit that. But anyway.
Mate, he is... I'd say look around 7 or 8. I reckon that's pretty good. Romo, maybe 5.
Ah, yes. Didn't think of that.
Look at this. Skeptic. There's no NFC East hate here.
We did forget Romo.
So. I didn't forget Romo.
Okay, I'm going to change my 5. Oh, God. Here we go. Rodgers, Luck, Manning, Romo, Wilson. Breeze at 6.
Right, by the way, also...
RG3 at 31.
If Bradford is healthy all year, top 10. Anyway, moving on. Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, what is he, a wide receiver 2 now this year, Brandon Marshall, instead of wide receiver 1?
See, I found it hard...
In fantasy, not on the field.
Yeah, I found it hard drafting him last year, especially that early.
Yeah.
But then... I don't know.
We preferred Alshon last year.
I drafted Alshon.
Yeah, you did. And it was funny because I was going to draft Alshon. I had him higher than Antonio Brown, and it worked out that Antonio Brown was better. But, yeah, I like Alshon Jeffrey. I think he's a good player, good red zone target. I think he's going to have a stellar year. I think he's a top 7 wide receiver this year.
I'd still put him top 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's tough. Because where do you rank Odell Beckham now?
Not the top 5.
No? Still not?
He's around the 5 mark, definitely. He's around there.
So, we've got Antonio... Just general 5. Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson.
Megatron.
That's 4. And then you want to put Jeffrey in there.
Hang on. Say it again, right? We're going Megatron.
Yep. You've just gone.
No. I'm trying to think. Who would I put second? Julio? Is Julio in there?
I don't know about that. Here's the top 5 from... Yeah, we forgot Demaryius Thomas as well.
Oh,
duh. Here's the list of top 5 from last year. Ready?
Yep.
This is... hold on.
Well, I can rattle them off. I can remember.
So, got Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Odell Beckham, Randall Cobb, Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones.
Yeah, so you couldn't put Beckham before those top 5.
Yeah, but you couldn't put Jeffrey in front of them.
Yeah, I could. We got to remove that, we're going to wear it out.
There's a dint in the... There's a fingerprint on it. Antonio Brown. You have to have Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, and Dez Bryant. They're your clear 4, and then Megatron's 5.
I'm not that high on Megatron anymore.
I'm not either, but you listed him straight away. You're like, Megatron.
Oh, well, he's just, he's just the...
So if the draft rolled around, right?
Yep.
You're picking in the second round.
I would pick Jeffrey ahead of Demaryius Thomas.
Wow. Okay. What if Megatron and Alshon Jeffrey are there for you?
Megatron.
So there you go. Say Alshon and Jeffrey. I'm playing this.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent
We didn't have a ranking
that could be considered a rational
thought. So I would have Megatron.
Yeah. But then you just said before, I don't know about Megatron anymore.
No, you can't just move my words around. Megatron, Brown, Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
What in the wide, wide world of sports?
Alright, we'll move on. There's wide receiver's deep. Can we come to that conclusion?
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver is deep. Next, Kenny Stills traded to the Dolphins.
Don't care.
Really?
not really, considering...
Well, he's their number 1 now. They don't have anyone else.
I know, but...
They have Jarvis Landry, who I like.
Mike Wallace is better than Kenny Stills.
I don't know. Different. Kenny Stills can run more a variety of routes than Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace runs straight. That's it.
I still think Mike Wallace...
I think they might use... You got to think Bill Lazor would like Kenny Stills. He might use him sort of, you know, running a different routes for Tannehill, because deep running deep is not what they want to do with Tannehill. The route tree for him is a lot better, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. To me...
But they don't have a big dude, like, sort of like Philly, where you don't have, like, a big... But you have a lot of underneath guys. Jarvis Landry, Kenny Stills.
They picked up Cameron.
Jordan Cameron. But a lot of guys that play the middle of the field, and that's what they want to do with Tannehill. That's where his strengths are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kenny, I think who goes long now? I think Kenny Stills is a decent flex player this year.
Who goes long now?
Kenny Stills can still run long, but I think they'll use him in a variety of ways. I think they'll draft someone in the second or third round, because their D-line now is pretty much solid. They just need to work on offensive line.
Is that the best D-line in the...
I still think Buffalo is pretty...
Oh, that's pretty...
We haven't seen Suck play yet, but Cameron Wake... I like Cameron Wake.
Is it Sut or Sue?
Sue?
It's not Ndamukong and Suck.
I know, but it's just spelt that way.
So?
We're taught as Englishmen to pronounce it how we read it. Is that correct or not?
It's Ndamukong Suh.
All right.
Ndamukong Suh?
Percy Harvin and Charles Clay are Buffalo Bills.
Clay is the pickup tight end off the waiver wire.
Team. Every week.
Yeah, it just feels like everyone has.
I was high on Clay last year and it let me down a lot. I know. Matt Cassel's not an upgrade at quarterback. Greg Roman's an upgrade at offensive coordinator, I think, than Bill Lazor, in terms of the tight end position. Percy Harvin, I'm a guy that never drafts Percy Harvin because I just can't handle the inconsistency and the injury. No. It stresses me out too much.
I've never drafted him.
Yeah, but he scares me when I play up against him. I get very scared.
I feel like Robin will draft him this year again.
Yeah.
Robin, if you're listening?
Yeah. Draft him, buddy.
Draft him.
Brown signed Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline. Do we care?
Not really.
Over or under, Dwayne Bowe will score more touchdowns than last year.
Has to be.
Has to be over. Has to be over. I still think they'll draft a wide receiver in the first round, the Browns. But until we get some sort of resemblance of quarterback play from them, I don't want to...
Is that a definite?
I don't want any...
definitely think they'll take a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Right.
They have 2 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to take one.
By the way, still smart GM work, getting 2 first-round picks again.
Like, it is, but look who they took last year with it.
Mate,
Gilbert and Manziel, both busts.
Poor Gilbert.
Poor Manziel. Yeah, until we see decent quarterback play, Isaiah Crowell is the only guy I want in. But they don't have a tight end. And they have Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline and Andrew Hawkins. I like Hawkins, but you got Josh McCown throwing the ball. I'll pass.
Yeah.
Where would you rate Crowell?
Who's your other running back?
Terrence West.
That's it.
But they did lean heavily towards Crowell. Towards
I think it's going to end up being the 200 monster
again. Yeah, it will be. But I'd rate Crowell higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say fourth or fifth round. Sweet. Frank Gore signs with the Colts. So let's address that, and we'll look at Carlos
Hyde. You know what, though? If one of those gets injured, mate, the other one explodes.
Yeah, because that offensive line, you got Alex Mack coming back with Joel Bitonio.
Does Alex Mack play all 16 games?
Return of the Mac.
Does
he? Yes.
He does.
Yep.
Bold prediction already.
He's got it. He's done it. He'll do it. Yep. Frank Gore with the Colts. Thoughts on that? They see him as an every down back, Chuck Pagano said, that he can do it all. One of those guys that can, as the game goes on, he gets better.
To be honest, I thought he was going to retire.
Frank Gore?
Yeah. I honestly
I'm happy he's back.
I'm
coming around to it. I've watched some tape.
You watched some tape?
I watched some game tape of him.
Of what? 10 years ago? And you're like, well, no, that's fast.
I watched tape from 10 years ago and I watched tape from last year. Still the same runner. It's like a fine wine, baby. It's getting better every year.
He's not getting better every year. He's declining every year.
Hey. in terms of his age. He's the best 35-year-old running back in the NFL, all right?
Amazing. All right, yeah.
He's not getting better, but, you know, he's aging well. Anquan Boldin's the same. Still producing. Frank Gore. They drink from the same creek, all right?
Creek.
Where would you draft Frank Gore?
He's
consistently been a second rounder for the last 3 years, probably.
Pick him in the third or fourth.
Yep. You know, he's going to get a lot of goal line carries with that Colts offense now that Andre Johnson is there. We're going to get to that in a second. Actually, that's the next part. Andre Johnson with the Colts as well. Where?
That's good.
Where would you rank him? Top 15, 20? 15 to 20 range?
Who's higher, Johnson or Hilton?
Hilton. I still think Hilton.
So you think they both
Andre Johnson's never been a huge red zone guy. He's never had double-digit touchdowns in his career.
So do you think they both fit in the top 15?
Yeah. With the Colts. Andrew Luck threw the ball more than any...
Yeah, no, let's just try to figure out that top 15.
It's tough. We're not doing the top 15.
See? It's difficult.
It's tough. Carlos Hyde. Now with the 49ers. You got to watch out for Jarrod Hayne. He's going to take his step.
Carlos Hyde, second round.
You like him?
Yeah.
You got him in a rookie draft last year, didn't you?
I did pick him up.
I got Jordan Matthews, so I was happy with that. We did well. And Jeremy Hill. I got Jeremy Hill.
I got Kelvin Benjamin.
I think we did probably the best out of that league. Kansas City signed Jeremy Maclin.
Sucks for Jeremy Maclin. That sucks. I would not draft him, Maclin.
Flex play?
He'll be better than a flex play. He'll be wide receiver
high end flex play. If you can get him as your flex, it's pretty good. Yeah.
But then still I wouldn't want him. That's too risky for me.
Yeah. Justin Forsett remains a Raven. I think he's one of the better running back twos in the league. He played like a running back one last year, but their offense has lost a lot of players.
I still think you could get by with him as a one.
Yeah, if you want. If you end up with two really high quality, if you ended up with Antonio Brown and Demaryius Thomas as your wide receivers.
Oh, good luck.
And then you have Forsett as, I'm just saying, and Forsett as your running back one, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah.
Content with it. But yeah, as a running back two, I would be happy with that.
Yeah. I've taken a running back in the first round of every NFL draft that I've ever taken seriously.
Yeah.
I might take wide receiver this year.
Wide receiver is so good. It's just so... And you know they're going to catch Gronk. Passes. Or Gronk. Thank you. Now you just
can't. That was my first touch.
Shane Vereen, signed by the Giants. I think this is a better football move than fantasy move.
I think it just kills Rashad Jennings' value.
You think?
Yeah.
There's a lot there. You got Vereen, Andre Williams, sorry. And now Rashad Jennings.
Williams is irrelevant to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, he's a steamroller. He's a big boy. Did well at the back end when Jennings was out. I don't know. It's a bit of a mess. And I think, as you said, I think they're going to throw the ball a lot. You got to get the ball into the hands of Odell Beckham and Victor Cruz as much as you can. What would you... Shane Vereen, sort of a running back four?
Flex.
Flex?
Yeah.
Flex upside? Yeah.
I see, I'd rather have Vereen than Maclin. There you go.
I'd rather have Maclin. Let's have a... Who'll have more points? Let's put it on the wager wall.
Oh.
Let's do it. Write it down. I'll say...
Vereen will have more.
You say Vereen?
Yeah.
All right, I say Maclin. We'll see how we go.
Cool.
Yeah. We've got to assume...
Why do we have to assume anything?
Well, what if one gets injured, then we're in trouble. So, do you know what I mean? So.
But that's the risk.
What about points per game?
They've both got injury histories.
Okay. That's true. Alright, Nick Foles and Sam Bradford were traded for each other.
Nick Foles becomes about 20th
ranked. Fantasy garbage.
Yep.
Fantasy Bradford, garbage. Bradford,
possible top 10.
No, I'm not going to hit it. Yeah.
If he's healthy, he could be possible.
The last 2 years, I've always liked Bradford as a sleeper. Like, I always think, oh, quarterback two, I'll pick him up just in case.
I'm the same with
Chip. But you're going from Brian Schottenheimer to Chip Kelly. So, obviously, your fantasy is you know, full of sunshine.
Yep. They will not draft Mariota.
No.
No.
There you go. For someone that's been wanting to do it for months, you've just declared it all but over.
What?
What? You've wanted Mariota for a while. You love Mariota.
Go back in our conversation histories, and I said I didn't want Mariota and I wanted Bradford to stay our quarterback.
Yeah. There you go. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Chuck Pagano says he looks forward to coaching Indianapolis for many years to come as he enters the final year of his contract. Well, Colts fans look forward to you coaching better this year. Thank you. I'm Josh White.
That's the last time we've seen that.
Yeah. Randall Cobb remains a Packer. Brilliant. That's the best value for him is there.
Oh, yeah, but then again...
Wide receiver one.
For fantasy-wise, don't know where. Don't know where to draft him.
It's tough.
You can't draft... He was drafted an average position of like 10-11 last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. What, among wide receivers? Or... Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, I think he meant overall. I was thinking, what?
Nope. But then he slid in ours.
Yeah, he did. He
slid in ours.
We missed him by... Me and you, because we were back-to-back. We missed him by, like, 2 picks.
And then I'm glad, because he got broken.
He did. I still think he's a top-10 wide receiver.
You draft him then, buddy.
I will. I'm happy to take Randall Cobb.
In the top 10?
Not top 10. Top 10 among wide receivers.
Yeah, nah, still no.
Still? Nah. No. You're rocks, mate. He ended up in the top 10 last year.
Are you kidding?
He did.
Let's go.
I'm doing it right now.
Bet? Alshon Jeffrey was 11.
Well, betting. I've gone...
Oh, so you betted after you had the screener.
Thank you. No, because I looked at it before when we looked at it. The season points last year, Brown finished 251, Nelson 229, Demaryius Thomas 229, Bryant 220... Whoa. Nelson and Demaryius Thomas finished with the exact same amount of fantasy points on NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham had 204, Des Bryant had 228, then Randall Cobb finished with 202 fantasy points. He was... 6 among wide receivers last year.
Damn.
It's solid, man. Still you look at his stats as well. It's just consistent as well. He had a couple of bad games where he had one bad game again. And that was the whole Green Bay team went terribly against Detroit. They lost 19-7. He had 2.9 points. His lowest score after that was 5.7. And then any other time, he pretty much had over 10 points.
Would you draft him as a wide receiver one?
I would, but I'd be more content. Like, I'd be ecstatic if that was if he was your wide receiver too. I would be through the moon, because that's like through the moon.
Through the moon.
I made a new statement.
That's the worst.
Through the moon, pocket full of sunshine.
No, yeah,
that's a good one. It's up there. It's up there.
Oh my god.
Randall Cobb is my boy. I like you like him. Come on, why so are you so negative on him?
I still
see. I think you're worried that people in our league are listening to this, which they don't. Trust me,
no.
They don't listen to this. They don't have to worry about it.
I'm not worried about that at all.
You're playing a giant game of poker here. You're keeping your cards close to your chest.
I'm really not.
I'm being transparent. I'm doing it for you guys, for the listeners. Julius Thomas. Oh no, I've missed one.
No, we've covered that.
He can't even read.
You what? Yeah.
We've covered Owen Daniels.
Okay, but he's a top 5 tight end this year for sure.
He'd be around 5.
Yeah, top 5. Julius Thomas is a Jag. Julius the Jag.
Wouldn't draft him.
Where? Well, when you say you wouldn't draft him, you mean where you're prepared to take him, he'd be gone. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone will overdraft him based on name value. Look, I think he'll be a good safety net for Bortles. Right.
The David, who won our fantasy draft last year.
Yeah.
Fantasy draft, 1 hour fantasy league, sorry.
He didn't win the draft. He got lucky by picking up Odell Beckham.
Let's stop for a second. He won the draft. He played with, what, 2 tight ends?
Yeah.
He played the 2 tight end set all year, Julius Thomas and...
Jimmy Graham.
And then he...
Had Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, and then he also went OBJ late, so...
He didn't take OBJ.
Didn't he?
He picked him up off a free agency. He got lucky.
It must have been round 1.
No, he got him in, like, round 3 or 4. When he, after he got injured, after Victor Cruz got injured, there was a waiver, the waiver claim, and everyone was saying pick up Ruben Randle because we weren't sure when OBJ would be back. And then he picked up Odell Beckham Jr.
What a genius.
Actually, a lot of people put bids on, but he put all his money into him. So he just... That was really risky, but it worked out.
Wasn't it like 60?
He put 60 waiver points out of 100.
60 out of 100. That's insane.
Yeah, so he did well.
Oh, mate, it worked.
I think Julius drops out of the top five. But, you know, and I think outside the top five, I think the rest are pretty much blurred. So it just comes down to personal preference.
Yep.
Brown, Arivas, and Wilfork all leave the New England defense. For me, that doesn't affect their defense because Bill Belichick's a master and he'll work out how to fix it.
He'll just draft it.
Yep, he'll be right. I still think they'll be a top defense. Top, not the top defense, but a top,
you know, draftable what? Defense. They're never that top, though.
Pardon?
They never seem to be that high. Like, last year their defense was really good, right?
Fantasy. Yeah.
Always just seems to... Something happened.
Yeah. Torrey Smith to the 49ers.
Torrey Smith... Torrey. Anyway, British accents are coming back. Torrey Smith, the 49ers.
What do you reckon?
Another player I'm not touching.
Yeah, I think he'll be overdrafted. Flex play, I think, for me, at best.
Yep.
Harry.
Torrey Smith, or is Bolden still there?
Yeah.
Anquan Bolden higher? Nah.
it's honestly, for me, that's a flip of the coin. Because right. Bolden, you're like, surely he's got to get... The old age has got to catch up to him. But then last year he was still... Yeah. He was boom or bust each week with Bolden. Yeah, you'd have 20 points or none. Harry Douglas to the Titans. Do we care?
I reckon he could become a flex.
We like Harry Douglas.
We do.
I want Harry Douglas on the show.
I loved
him in Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks
last year.
Him and his women's deodorant.
Yeah.
That was good. And
neatly packed everything.
I think, yeah.
That's good.
What a cool guy. Cecil Shorts to the Texans.
Good.
Yeah. Good. If he stays healthy, yeah.
Hopkins is massive now.
Hopkins is a top 15 wide receiver.
Mate, our top 15 has 30 plays in it.
Hey, it doesn't. But anyway.
Stevie Johnson of the Chargers.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me.
What did Hopkins finish with? Hopkins finished... pretty much tie for the same amount of points as Calvin Johnson, but Calvin Johnson, like, missed games. So, missed 3 weeks.
That's so. Pretty still... I'm still all right with that.
Yeah. But then again, you know, the quarterback play, like, he had 4 or 5 different quarterbacks. If he can get some consistent play out of Mallett and Hoyer, yeah, I expect that number to improve a lot.
All right, we're rolling Stevie Johnson out.
Yeah, that's not fantasy relevant to me.
Tavares cadet to the Patriots. Such a Patriots.
I like that move, but then I don't know who it was that tweeted and they listed all the running backs that New England have, and it's crazy
massive.
Amount. I'll have a look if I can find it while we move to the next one.
So they would have, Blount?
Yeah.
Oh, they got rid of Vereen?
Yeah.
Jonas Gray? James White?
Yeah.
Tavarius Cadet?
They have, I forgot his name, but... He got drafted, Tyler Gaffney.
That's it, yeah.
He got drafted by Carolina last year, and then he got injured, and then in putting them into the injured reserve or something, the New England grabbed him off waivers.
That's right.
Stole him, plugged him in, and just left. It's,
such a Patriots move.
Yeah, where is it? Just trying to find that tweet, but I can't, it was like Mike Clay from Pro Football Focus that does,
ridiculous stuff, by the way.
Yeah, he's awesome. But I just can't find it. But it was, there's a lot of running backs there, and you just don't know who's going to emerge. But he's a great pass-catching back. I think you want to, for me, the last couple of rounds, you're picking guys purely on upside and potential.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Cadet would be someone I'll be targeting late in leagues this year. Would you agree?
If he makes it through the offseason.
Because of all the running backs they have, he might end up being mm-hmm. cut. But if he makes it and impresses, you know, Tom Brady was, Vereen was awesome in the Super Bowl. A lot of short passes. You know he's going to catch a lot. PPR leagues, I think, could push him up around or two if you want to get him. Scott Chandler as well.
That's interesting. I don't know what to make of it. They've got Timothy Wright.
If you're playing in a 4 tight end league, definitely draft him.
Wait, so they got. Oh, well, I was about to say they have Hernandez. No, they don't. They've got...
Well, he might... Wow. They reckon he might get off. This is ridiculous.
I know, crazy. They've got Gronk, Timothy Wright, and Scott Chandler. Scott Chandler's irrelevant.
I actually think I'd rather take Scott Chandler than Tim Wright.
Tim Wright started to come on at the end of last year.
Yeah, he came on, but then didn't do anything.
God.
I got scorned by him twice, that's why. I got zeros. Yeah. I picked him in the wrong weeks. I don't know, I like Scott Chandler.
I'm pretty sure David, who won, picked him up for a week and got, you know, a decent 15.7.
He did, yeah. God, got lucky last
year. No, wait, it was... Didn't he score 3 touchdowns 1 week or something?
Yeah, 2 touchdowns. But what about, you know, the fact that Scott Chandler's got Chandler in his surname? We're both fans of Friends.
That's correct. So, he is our new player of the year already. MVP. I don't know. Is that it?
No. Nope. What are you looking for?
Scott Chandler is a real MVP this week because he has Chandler as the center.
Go Chandler. I'm Team Chandler, baby.
By the way, our standards have dropped really low for
that's right.
Real MVP.
Mike Wallace traded to the Vikings.
I think it's good for both parties, to be honest.
Yeah?
I find Mike Wallace to be a good wide receiver.
You've always liked Mike Wallace.
He's a good wide receiver, he's just overpaid.
And he's just a terrible human. He walked out on his team at the end of the year. I hate people
that do that. No, that was stupid.
But in terms of his fantasy value, I find him more valuable in Minnesota than I did in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy throws a better deep pass than Ryan Tannehill. Not the best, but Ryan Tannehill's probably the worst deep thrower in the league.
Alex Smith's pretty crap.
Mm. Yeah, but Alex Smith doesn't even throw it deep, so we don't even know. He just throws...
His deep ball is a short ball, though.
Yeah, it's, makes it look like such an effort. Reggie Bush to the 49ers.
You know, that could be a huge move later on. We don't know.
It's definitely just... pass-catching back.
Yeah.
Definitely pass-catching back.
He's a very good pass-catching back.
Yeah, absolutely. He will catch 40 to 50 passes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They caught 40 last year while missing time for Detroit. So,
and Carlos Hyde becomes the junior Ghoul.
The junior Ghoul. That what sounds that? Like a horror movie.
What, were they just slaughter kids?
Junior Ghoul. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Anyway, Eddie Royal is a bear.
Junior Ghoul.
Junior Ghoul.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to a cinema near you.
Last one, Eddie Royal. We're finishing with royalty here. We've lost it.
Oh, lost it. Eddie Royal is a bear. Who was the wide receiver 3 last year for the Bears?
Morgan, was it?
That's it. Was it Morgan?
No, can't remember. Let me look. Admittedly, it was hard to watch the Bears last year. They were shocking.
They're contemplating picking him up.
Yeah, Josh Morgan played for the Bears last year.
Was that the wide receiver 3?
No, they had another guy. There was two... Can't remember the name. Let me look.
Doesn't matter, really.
Hold on, let's just...
Okay, well, filibuster. Do you know what that word means?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Play it again. No. It's just all right. I feel that Eddie Royal doesn't have too much value.
Wide receiver.
Would you have Eddie Royal as a flex?
Pardon?
Would you have Eddie Royal as a flex?
Marquise Wilson. That's who it was.
That's it.
Sorry. Yes. Eddie Royal as a flex. Man, they're paying him a lot of money. Hopefully he's going to be on the field. He had his best years with Cutler.
Flex on a bye week. There you go.
That's a new saying. Flex on a bye week. Yeah. Yep, alright.
You're as good as a flex on a bye week.
There you go, mate. You're as good as a flex on a bye week.
Wow. What was he saying?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Alright, so that's our fantasy implications of free agency. So, a lot of people improved their stock, a lot of people didn't. It's definitely made fantasy drafts a lot more murky. It used to be running back early and often, now it's just...
Mate, I already know my draft lineup there.
You already know.
I already got my draft board out.
You already got it.
Done.
You're already done. All right.
It's etched in stone.
All right, it's time. It's time. It is time.
It's showtime.
We've decided that March Madness will be announced at the end of the season.
Next March. Alright, so we had Trent Dilfer.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win. So if New England can just...
Up against Lou Holtz.
...that we anticipated. They will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise.
Well, I don't get... They rain the head cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
Trent Dilfer was entered in by one of our long-time listeners, Tristan. Can follow him on Twitter at @reject_Kai.
Reject.
Did I stutter?
Yeah, I did. And Lou Holtz's entry was submitted by a friend of the show, Pricey. You can follow him on Twitter, Pricey43. He's a huge college football fan, so that was fitting that he found a college analyst.
Mm-hmm.
So, between us, we're split, aren't we?
We are.
You are Team Holtz. I am Team Dilfer. So we took it to the people, sent out various polls on Twitter and Facebook, Google+. I set up a polling booth down at the state election this morning, handing out flyers.
More people voted on that booth than the actual
election. Line, the feedback was astonishing.
Yep.
A lot of people voted for Trent Dilfer to be the premier of the state. New South Wales.
Probably do a better job.
I don't know.
No.
We don't know politics.
Don't care.
Vote Carl on.
Whoever brings the NFL to Australia.
Got my vote. Scott Ditcham would do that.
Got my vote.
Scott Ditcham would be keen on that. So we sent out various things, and I'll tell you what, it was close. I think when you're looking at it, what Lou Holtz did was hilarious. It was so funny. But what Trent Dilfer said was just the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. So do you want to do a drum roll? For the winner? The winner of March Madness is...
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win. So if New England can just...
Trent Dilfer!
Woo!
Tristan, you won it! You won it!
He fast-tracked his way there.
He did. He got the easy run through. Hey, there's a benefit. So if you... Well, it's close. March Madness is closed. Do you know what that means? Next year's is open. So if you want to be the first entry in, you got to tweet us the entry and the sound clip. I don't want to do any more editing, so just have it sent and ready to go.
Right. Why don't you want to do any work? So you get a free run.
Straight through to the semis or the quarters. Depends how many we get this year. We want to double it. We want to bracket on the other side.
Oh, wow.
We want to... And then we can maybe draw up a chart. Everyone can submit their bracket.
Is it the same criteria to enter? Yep. Or are we...
All sports.
All sports?
Yep.
Nice.
All sports.
Plenty of that.
So, see how we go.
Can we enter?
All American sports.
Can we enter?
No. Well, we vote on it, so how can we enter?
We can just turn it to the people each week.
Sounds like conflict, but I don't know.
If I find one.
Everyone will be like, conspiracy.
Junior Gore coming to see me.
So, Tristan, you've got a prize pack coming your way. We're waiting on the gear to be sent from us from Big Dog Australia. And you'll also get some Woot and Why merchandise. So that you just have to be a little bit patient.
Because we don't have any.
No, we've got it. We're just waiting on the shipment. We're waiting on a shipment.
We're waiting for the ship to be built.
And we know you're a Green Bay fan, so we might see if we can come find something Green Bay related for you.
Well done to you,
Tristan. He hit the campaign trail hard. I think it paid off for him. Power of social media. Well done to Tristan.
Well done.
All right, that's it.
That's it
for the show. We're done.
Huh?
We've run out of time. We've hit the hour mark. Next week, we have Brian Perez, and we're going to have two new segments. We have Justin Twell. He's going to be the first competitor in a new segment called The Rumble.
With five E's.
Yeah. Six E's.
Damn it. Five extra E's.
Alright, so here's the concept of The Rumble. There is 8 questions, because me and Josh both share a birthday. Different months, but both born on the 8th of a month.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 questions. You've got 2 playings of the Jeopardy theme song, the tune. You got, if you run out of time here, if you get 6 correct, you win.
You know what?
What do you win? You'll find out.
Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to re-record the Jeopardy theme song with me doing it. So it's just going to be me doing the theme song.
Really?
Yeah. God. So everyone's going to listen to me on 2 loops while trying to focus.
But I've already done it. I've already got it.
No.
Right. I'll send it to you and you can replicate it.
I will. It's going to be great.
So basically, yeah, he's got 8 questions and his topic is the Bears. He claims he's a Bears expert, so he was supposed to come on today, but apparently his wife and kids are more important than us. You what, mate?
That's aimed directly at Justin.
Yeah, you. So you've got a week to study. You've got a week to study, champion. And then also another segment. We're gonna get some. We're not gonna have them every week, but we're gonna just sort of rotate around week by week. It's called. Just have a listen.
What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor.
Totally.
Oh yeah, and it just cuts off when you start to waiting for that bass to drop. We got some good feedback on our discussion about chip flavors last week. We've also had discussions about ice cream flavors, Tiny
Pretty
Teddies.
Sure I won. I think you did win. The chip debate.
You won the Tiny Teddy debate and the ice cream debate, but I don't care. I know what I like and I enjoy.
Mate, your taste buds are shot.
I don't have taste buds.
No.
They're gone.
I hate cheese. Everyone's like,
I hate it. I got absolutely destroyed. One of my favorite tweets at me was like, not even parmesan? Question mark. That's the best.
Parmesan's a very good kind of cheese.
It smells like feet. It smells like feet. I said it.
So wait, you...
It's just the growth.
You know what? I don't even have to argue. The people have argued for me.
The people have spoken.
Cheese is good. I'm not a huge, like... I don't go out and go, ooh, I'd like to try that cheese.
I've had MasterChef judges call me and threaten me over this.
Yeah. Hey, Anon.
The walrus was like, God, I like cheese. Just, God. It was bad. So,
you had some bad jokes.
I've had some bad ones, but you know.
I haven't used the bleep button all.
No, you haven't. But what's your flavour? We're going to be joined by Matt Garad. And, he's famous on Twitter for his lists from time to time. So every time we have a What's the Flavor segment, he'll join us to split our differences and see what he comes up with. I've got a feeling it'll be mostly against me because he actually likes cheese.
Yeah.
So I think he's more similar to you.
You know what though, right? He hates cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, he likes cheese.
Yeah.
Well, you hate cheese, right?
Yeah.
But then when I said chicken was better than cheese and twisties, he still sided with me and went chicken.
Hmm. I like twisties.
Chicken twisties.
Anyway, so that's going to be... Hopefully we'll have the rumble.
Chicken twisties.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Damn it.
Yeah, got you good. Okay, so there's some new segments, The Rumble and What's Your Flavor. So we're going to mix it up from week to week. So look forward to next week with Brian Perez. We're going to start now. Free agency is done, and we are focused purely on 4 weeks of drafts. It's about 5 weeks until the draft. So 4 weeks and 6 days until the draft. And that's it.
Yep.
And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at JYNFL.
And me at Josh Woot.
You can follow us at WootNY on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're on Instagram now.
Yep.
Yep. So, ciao.
Bye. Chicken twisties.